This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Marine Aventurers Water Adventure with Thames Water. Hold on tight.
What ho, chaps! Last time we learned how to save water inside your home. Now, let's find out about saving water in the garden. Out we go. What a lovely sunny day to be in the garden. I fancy going on a garden jungle trek. Map app, please shrink me to the size of an ant.
Calculating size, weight and shrinkage ratios. Commencing minimization.
Great! Now we can get the real lowdown on using water wisely. I'm in the middle of the lawn and the grass is way taller than me. I'll have to push my way through to the flower bed. Gosh, this is hard work because the grass is brown, dry and scratchy. Sometimes lawns turn yellow or brown in hot weather, but there's no need to worry. The grass will soon turn green again with a spot of rain. Oh no! What's that? Run! That was close. It's a good idea not to cut grass too short when it's hot. Longer grass sends down longer roots into the soil where it can suck up water. Here we are, in the flower bed. From down here, that plant looks as tall as a tree, but it's actually quite small. If you're planting something new, it's a good idea to start small. It helps give the plants the chance to get used to growing conditions gradually as they get bigger. Plants and trees that have been around for ages don't really need watering because they've had time to grow long roots to get the water they need from the ground. Whoa, this is tricky. I'm wading through a thick layer of bark chippings spread all over the plant. It's called mulch, a bit like the sound it makes when you tread in it, or would do if you were normal size. It helps keep moisture in the soil, as does straw, leaves, and gravel. Ooh, what's that funny smell? Poo-wee! We've reached the compost heap and I'm surrounded by veg peelings, eggshells and dead leaves. Once this stuff has rotted down, if you add it to the soil, it helps keep moisture in. Oh no, here come some grass clippings. Better get out of here. That's a much nicer smell. I'm under a lavender bush. It's got long, silvery leaves and pretty purple flowers, and it doesn't need that much water. If we grow more drought-tolerant plants and trees like this, we'll need to do less watering. Time to hitch a ride on a busy bee, I think. Yay! We've landed on top of a giant plastic barrel. What is it, Map App?
It's a water butt.
The electronic essential for every explorer.
Water butts collect rainwater that runs off your houses, garages and sheds, so it can be used to water your garden. A water butt like this can collect nearly 1,400 litres of rainwater each year, and plants prefer rainwater to tap water anyway. Using a hosepipe for about an hour a week uses more than 100 buckets of water. But you can get the same job done by filling a watering can from your water butt. You'll use much less water, more like 10 buckets.
Wow, that's a big difference. Why not explore your garden at home to see how many ways you could save water? See you next time.
Marine Aventurers Water Adventure with Thames Water. Hold on tight.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.